News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, here we go. 7:05 FM Talk 106.5. Rain in the mix today. More from Dr. Bill coming up. 72 now. Plus, he'll talk to us about the huge Hurricane Florence heading towards the Carolina coast. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, tree limb and power lines are down at Spring Hill and Mobile Street, blocking the westbound Spring Hill lane, so be careful through there. Officers are on the scene. Still looks good as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. You're checking in accident-free. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for scattered thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by our friends at Lightstream. You ever looked at your credit card statement, been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you could actually roll all your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? Now, we know interest rates are going up out there. How about you go the other way and lower yours on your credit cards? Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than the average credit card interest rate nationally of 18% APR. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can also get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. And Lightstream, by the way, as we're in this Arbor Day time, Lightstream will plant a tree for every loan that they fund. Y'all can get a special discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount, though, is go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. My last name, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. And their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. I got to spell it out because I get folks calling me a lot here at my desk asking me lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Fatal accidents have claimed the lives of two people in two separate counties. 63-year-old Lawrence Cooper Davis of Mount Vernon was hit and killed as he rode his ATV vehicle on Red Fox Road in the northern area of Mobile County. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says that Davis was hit by a vehicle, a 2017 Volkswagen Jetta. At this hour, they have not yet confirmed who was at fault in this fatal accident. 24 hours earlier, 54-year-old David Daniel Jr. of Foley, he died in a hospital after succumbing to his injuries that he received during a vehicle crash on September the 4th. He was traveling east on County Road 25, just west of Foley, when his SUV went off the road and hit a tree. According to Aaliyah, Daniel was not wearing his seatbelt at the time. This morning, AL.com is reporting that Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, the half-brother of civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton, has been charged with theft while still on bond for a capital murder. The 53-year-old is accused of placing a stolen license plate on his vehicle in Dothan and charged with possessing stolen property. Last March, the pastor was charged after an occupant in the vehicle he was driving shot and killed another person. Court documents reveal that Glasgow's suspected involvement as the driver makes him eligible for capital murder charges under Alabama law. 27-year-old Jamie Towns is the other person accused in the crime, as Towns reported that his car had been stolen stolen in Glasgow offered to give him a ride to search for it. Following a multi-vehicle collision, Towns got out of the back seat, according to police, and started shooting at the driver of a different vehicle. The driver of that vehicle, according to authorities, had a long history of mental illness. This case now heads to a grand jury. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
On this week's episode of What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll learn how Larson McGowan is leading change in the forestry management business with firm president Barrett McCall. More after this message from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Barrett McCall and his business partner bought Larson McGowan Forestry Management Services in 2002. Since then, he's seen customer demands change as investors begin valuing and treating their timber tracts differently, and he's had to keep up. He's also struggled to find the needed talent, as today's graduates seldom equate living in rural areas and spending hot summer days tromping through the woods counting trees as fun. But their company is growing because the industry disruptor, technology, is on their side. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston
Tuesday,
6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
This information update is brought to you by Eyeglass World. With same-day service and two pairs for $78, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Eyeglass World.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man accused of one of the most gruesome mass murders in Mobile County history has pleaded guilty to the crimes, but will still face a trial. Derek Dierman admitted to killing five people, including a pregnant woman in Citronelle 2 years ago, but because he faces a possible death penalty, Alabama law requires a trial. Jury selection got underway in the case yesterday. Prosecutors say Dierman attacked his victims with an axe and a rifle while they were sleeping. An Orange Beach man is facing jail time for a boat ride in a boat that didn't belong to him. 29-year-old William Shelton has been charged with theft of property and boating under the influence. Orange Beach police say he stole a $350,000 boat and was headed to Tampa. The boat's captain saw the boat leaving Orange Beach Marina Sunday and called police, who found Shelton at the helm. Deputies in Northwest Florida are still searching for a suspect connected to a deadly shooting over the weekend. Escambia County deputies say 24-year-old Kadarius Davis was shot at a home off Miller Street in Pensacola. Davis was found lying in the street. He later died at a hospital. Investigators say there's evidence that Davis and the suspect were shooting at each other. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
715 FM Talk 106.5, and the latest on our weather here at home and that big, big hurricane Florence heading to the Carolina coast. Coming up with Dr. Bill about 20 minutes from right now. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Sons.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, for the second time in three games, Auburn plays the marquee matchup in all of college football this Saturday.
Yeah, I got a big one. 2:30 game is probably going to be hot. I'm just glad we're at home. Anytime LSU and Auburn gets together, it's probably going to be a good one, and I think this will be no different.
Gus Malzahn addresses the media today ahead of the 7 versus 12 matchup Saturday afternoon at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Now, this message from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Auburn soccer is 7-0. Here's Coach Karen Hoppe.
Really special accomplishment for this group of players. You know, in 26 years that we've had women's soccer at Auburn, no team's ever gone 7-0. And it's a function of the quality of scheduling that we do. You know, we're not trying to schedule wins. We're trying to schedule games that prepare us for postseason and prepare us for SEC play. And we did that again this year. Our schedule is really tough. And so what an amazing feat by this team.
And that schedule continues as league play begins Friday night against Mississippi State. It's the first of two home matches coming up this weekend. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for scattered thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, tree limb and a power line down at Spring Hill Avenue, Mobile Street, blocking the westbound Spring Hill lane. Been a good ride also from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. The good news is no wrecks in the roadways. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world on Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures. Get the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5, high in the mid-80s today, 73 now at our studios. Dr. Bill on the way in with a discussion of Florence and our work week weather. It's happening around 735. Also, check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things. Top of the stack this morning, millions preparing for a potentially catastrophic Hurricane Florence, and that's for sure. This baby is big. Also, 9/11 ceremonies in Fairhope and Pensacola. You can read more on that. We'll talk about in a little bit, and the United States marks 9/11 with a somber tribute and a new monument to the victims. We discussed those chimes there at the Flight 93 Memorial, and please, if you get a chance, go to my Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5. I was at the Flight 93 Memorial back in May and took a few pictures and posted some of those up this morning.
That's where the President and First Lady Melania Trump will be today. They'll be out there in that field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Yes, it's a strip by, interesting you get there. There's we call it a field, and that is true. They're accurate. There are fields fields, and then generally that whole area through there, a strip mine, an old strip mine. And you can see as you drive in, you can see the old mining areas from where the ground had been gouged out and all that. It just that has nothing to do with Flight 93. Then you get down to the memorial and you see the track of where Flight 93 went.
I can't imagine how somber that the Tower of Voices will be that they've unveiled.
And I'll tell you what, I'll link that story up too so you can read more on those chimes and how they did a mathematical calculation to give each one, when the wind blows, its own resonance to represent the 40 lost that day in Shanksville. All right, 7:20, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A grand opening here in Mobile is geared toward dealing with the opioid crisis head on. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall welcomed the new Pathway Healthcare Office in a medical park adjacent to Providence Hospital in West Mobile. Marshall says that this multi-state company provides treatment for opioid and other drug addictions, dependencies, and other substance use orders, and that following the death of his wife earlier this year, made this a personal issue. You'll recall, after her suicide in June, the AG revealed his wife's long struggle with mental illness, which was exacerbated by opioid addiction. Now, Pathway also worked with other healthcare operations, such as emergency departments, to help identify patients with addiction problems and will guide them to treatment. The Mobile Clinic is capable of treating 500 to 700 people on an outpatient basis and will accept major insurance coverage, unlike some addiction treatment services. Well, the slogan may be just do it, but not so much if you work in Kenner, Louisiana, as the mayor there, Mayor Ben Zahn, has reportedly banned city departments from purchasing Nike merchandise. According to NOLA.com, they're reporting that a September 5th memo from the mayor prohibits the city's recreation department or any booster club using their facilities from purchasing or accepting delivery of Nike athletic products or apparel that features the company logo. So the memo comes after Nike released its Dream Crazy campaign featuring former NFL QB Colin Kaepernick, who has caught flack for refusing to stand for the national anthem while playing in the NFL. His refusal was to protest against police brutality and racism. The mayor's memo says the purchase of any clothing, shoes, athletic equipment, or other items must have approval from the city's park and recreation department director. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Feinma, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game, but all of them in Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Oh, they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
7:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this September 11th. As you mentioned, the President and First Lady at the Flight 93 Memorial, those brave souls there. You can really get if you get a few pictures of it, you'll see the video of it today. But if you have any chance to go to that memorial run by the National Park Service, do it. It is, as I said on Twitter, beautiful, yet extremely, extremely moving. 17 years ago today, it all started at 8:46 Eastern time and ended up with the worst day of my lifetime in American history. Total of 2,792 people died in the World Trade Center, 184 in the Pentagon, and 40 on that plane crashing in Shanksville.
And one of those days where you'll never forget where you were when you heard this was happening. I remember I was in fifth grade. We had just started the school year, and I didn't hear about it through most of the school day. We didn't turn on the TVs or anything. It wasn't until after I was leaving peewee football practice that my dad was telling me about what had happened, and we went home and watched the news and watched all the updates that were coming from all these from the Pentagon, from New York City, from Pennsylvania, and I remember it clear as day. And you have to think that these families, it is such a tough day for families that lost loved ones this day 17 years ago, and they will have some very nice tributes that have become, you know, an annual ritual. And Vice President Mike Pence, he'll be at the Pentagon today. The President and his wife Melania, they'll be in Pennsylvania, and then thousands will be at the World Trade Center One World Trade Center, where they're going to read the names of the dead off on a list, and family members, relatives, friends, they'll share little anecdotes about the family members and friends that they've lost. So it's a day that we will always remember as Americans, but it's also a poll question that we have right now on FMTalk1065.com. And with today being the 17th year since 9/11, a lot of Americans are saying and wondering if September 11th should become a federal holiday. So that's the question we've put up on our poll on the FMTalk1065.com poll question. Yes, it should be a federal holiday, or no, it should not be a federal holiday. We'll take your answers today.
All right. Yeah, we'll let you know when we get about time. We get to the 8 o'clock hour. We'll probably start rolling through what the percentages are, but you can vote online, like Dalton said, front page of FMTalk1065.com, and check that out there. Also, on our list of items going on, this one, 8 weeks before... politically, this could work. 8 weeks before the November midterms, Republicans in the House have rolled out plans to permanently write a series of individual tax cuts into law, trying to change a sweeping tax cut approved back in 2017, which allowed those tax cuts for individuals to expire in 8 years. You know, often they'll do that. They'll put something through and say, well, but it's got a sunset. You know, we do it here at a municipal level, let alone at a federal level. Well, the move here is to make those permanent. They labeled the effort Tax Reform 2.0. I thought that's what they labeled it last time.
It's like they're naming iPhones at this point.
What version are we on now? Representative Kevin Brady, Republican out of Texas, said, "We are providing certainty." He is one who helped shepherd the GOP tax cut plan through the House in 2017, and he unveiled three different Republican measures dealing with making the 2017 tax cuts permanent, helping people save more for retirement and spurring new economic innovation. Quote here, he said, "This legislation is our commitment to the American worker to ensure our tax code remains the most competitive in the world." They'll be talking about that. I know my conversation yesterday, I talked to Congressman AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne on the midday show, and we were talking about the Service Academy night going on last night, but I was trying to get something booked for a long-form, one-hour discussion with the congressman, and I said, let's look at October. I mean, let's just tentatively look at October, you know, one of those where you have the calendars open on the phones, and he said, we're going to be real busy. He said, I'll do it. He said, I just got to see when we're, you know, not going to be voting and doing all that in Washington.
You're saying he might be a little less busy after the midterms?
Yeah, might be. They may be busy up there right up until that first week in November. Also on the way, we will check in with this morning. Jeff Poore's not going to be on this morning, but he's going to be on with us later in the week. But some of the subjects that he's talking about on Twitter, we're going to get into, and what's going on in Washington. Also, how about that Kavanaugh, even though he finished his testimony last Thursday, right? Then everybody said, oh, well, the confirmation hearings are over. Au contraire. Went on with witnesses and in the mix here. But we'll get his breakdown on where he thinks the vote will go. And then, of course, the next question is, will Doug Jones, Alabama Senator, Democrat Doug Jones, be one of the yes votes to confirm Kavanaugh?
That's one of the questions everyone wants to know, and I'm sure one of those people that wants to know, the Judicial Crisis Network, is that's yes, the company yes. that put all the money into getting Doug Jones to
I don't know how many millions they're at now, but it's many of them. Lots of zeros there. 729 FM Talk 106.5. Hurricane Florence, a big one, y'all. While this is not coming to our neighborhood, it's big enough to pay attention. Could be the one of the, what, top 20-some-odd storms ever hit the U.S. mainland. We'll discuss it with Dr. Bill and get our regular Tuesday forecast when we get back. News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Escambia County, Florida deputies are investigating a late-night drive-by shooting just outside the Pensacola city limits. It happened on Fremont Avenue in the Mayfair neighborhood. A woman who lives at a home says someone drove into the driveway, fired several shots at the house. She thinks it was related to an argument the suspect had with her son. Bullets went through the door and into the windows. Escambia County deputies say the suspect drove away in a teal or blue Ford Escort. A man died after crashing his car into a utility pole Monday afternoon in the St. Elmo community. Troopers Troopers say 25-year-old Michael Bozant was traveling on U.S. 90 near Beverly Drive North when he ran off the road and crashed, hitting a culvert and then the utility pole. Troopers say he was not wearing a seatbelt and died at Spring Hill Medical Center. Birmingham police are asking people across the state to help find a 17-year-old and her infant son. Desiree and 11-month-old Jalen Holiday were last seen Monday afternoon during a supervised visit with the Department of Human Resources. Desiree's not Jalen's custodial parent. The two were last seen getting into a black four-door Honda Accord. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now is the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty. Pretty safe.
The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center shows Hurricane Florence appears to have weakened slightly, but is expected to re-strengthen later on today as it moves toward the East Coast. FEMA Administrator Brock Long tells us Florence poses a unique threat.
Storm surge has the highest potential to kill the most amount of people. It also has the highest potential to cause the most destruction. But with this storm, what's unique is it's forecast to stall over, in 4 to 5 days, dropping copious amounts of rainfall across the Carolinas and into Virginia. So this is not just going to be a coastal threat. It's going to be a statewide threat for the states involved.
Iran's nuclear chief says he hopes the atomic deal between Tehran and world powers, now excluding the United States, survives. But he's warning this morning the program will be in a stronger position than ever if the deal disappears. Oakland Raiders running back Marshawn Lynch still isn't standing for the national anthem. Lynch took a seat on the bench during the anthem before last night's NFL game against the Rams. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Singer Jimmy Buffett and billionaire William Wrigley Jr. are getting behind a marijuana setup, starting a bunch of companies betting on the increasingly crowded cannabis industry. Buffett will license his Coral Reefer brand to Surterra Holdings for a line of cannabis products, including vape pens, gel caps, edibles, and lotions. The deal comes a month after Wrigley, the former CEO of the Wrigley Gum and Candy Company, joined Surterra as chairman. The TV industry needs to do a better job by those of Middle Eastern and North African descent. That's according to a new study which found that actors and characters from those regions are either ignored or stereotyped. The study says 1% of regularly seen TV series actors have roots in countries like Egypt, Turkey, and Israel, but estimates show 3% of the U.S. population hails from the region. Of those who make it to the screen, 78% are portrayed as tyrants, trained terrorists, agents, or soldiers. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's always great to have you on, and as a expert here in tropical weather, this is good, because looking at the text line, somebody said, oh, well, look, Sean, you're saying Florence is a big storm, and it's the winds have dropped some in Florence. So what's the story there?
Yeah, it was 140 miles per hour. Now it's 130, and what's happening is something called an eye wall replacement cycle. The eye keeps getting smaller, and the storm gets stronger. And then what happens at a certain point, a new eye wall begins to form at a larger diameter, and the old one breaks up, disappears, and a new eye wall forms at a larger size. And during that time, the winds drop a little bit. And that's what happened right now. And now what's going to happen is that I will get smaller and smaller over a period of time, and the winds will pick up again, going back up to 140 or possibly higher than that. Now, this is a normal thing in a strong storm to undergo every so often what we call an eye wall replacement cycle.
But that doesn't, that's just part of the process. It most likely will regain that strength.
That's right. Now, once the new eye wall forms, then it'll start to get smaller, the winds get stronger, and we build back up again. And between now and the time that it reaches the coast, it may go through an eye wall replacement cycle again. This is why when they reach a Category 5, it doesn't last that long, because they undergo these eye wall changes, and so it fluctuates.
All right. We're looking at a big storm, no matter what, impacting the Carolina coast. Where do you think landfall is going to be? And let's talk about storm surge as well.
Looks like North Carolina, but the folks there along the South Carolina border and Myrtle Beach, and then northward through Wilmington and on up toward Cape Hatteras, and need to be on alert, because this storm is still 975 miles away from the coast, and little variations can take place in that track, which could make quite a difference on the coastline. So, but right now we're looking at North Carolina, and as the storm approaches, it's going to slow down. And right now it's moving at around 14 or 15 miles per hour. But it'll slow down as it nears the coast, and then as it moves inland, it will slow down even further. What that will do, of course, it's going to mean the rain is going to persist there for a longer, long period of time. And the folks in the Carolinas, Virginia, and points north are going to be in for a lot of rain in areas that already have had a lot of rain over the last few weeks.
All right. With that landfall, how long is this a player of some form, Florence? I mean, how long is it affecting weather somewhere in the United States?
Well, this is going to impact that region for many, many days. Once it slows down, it'll start to most likely drift north, spreading rain on up toward the mid-Atlantic states and into New England. And it's actually going to help us, because to the west of the storm, it will bring down a northerly wind and drier air that'll come all the way down to the Gulf Coast. It doesn't mean a cool wave, but it will mean a dry wave, and that we'll see lower humidity as we get into the weekend. So we will benefit. Unfortunately, the folks there in the Carolinas are in for that rain, the high winds, and also a massive storm surge. The storm is coming in at a right angle, and that puts the maximum push of water into the coast and areas that have a lot of coves and bays. And those areas will really, the water really pile up. And so they're in for some extraordinary storm surge figures.
Yeah, I'm looking at some mapping of that area around Wilmington and down to Myrtle Beach of the coast there, and it shows the distance inland they expect with, you know, they model it at a 10, 15, and 20-foot storm surge. My goodness, Dr. Bill, this goes for, in some areas, miles inland.
Yeah, it's when you get up close to up toward Cape Hatteras, there are so many bays and inlets in there that will be flooded for a considerable distance inland. And you're right. This is a rare event to have a storm come into that area from the east. Normally, the storms are recurring when they hit the Carolinas, coming up from the south. But this is this looks like a direct hit.
Wow. Okay. Back here at home, you mentioned the drier air coming in by the weekend. But between now and then, what are you looking at in our forecast?
Well, right now we've got a stationary front that's not too far from us, across through South Alabama and southern Mississippi. And that's going to help produce quite a few thunderstorms today. So although it's fairly quiet right now, they should start picking up with showers and thunderstorms. That's going to keep temperatures around 88 to 90 degrees today. Tonight, the rain tapers off, low 70s, and then tomorrow, that front will gradually weaken, and we'll expect a few thunderstorms tomorrow in the afternoon and a high around 90. And it looks like as we get into the weekend for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, fewer thunderstorms, warmer temperatures, getting into the low 90s, but with that lower humidity, it won't feel quite so bad. It doesn't look like we're going to plunge way down to the 60s, but again, lower humidity figures, and that should be rather nice.
All right, we'll take it for that and keep our eyes on Florence through your eyes. As you're saying, this is going to be a storm of record, right? No matter what details change here between now and Thursday, this is going to be one for the books.
It will be a major one, and again, Thursday night, Friday morning, that's when it will hit the coast. I know many people are also looking at that disturbance in the Northwest Caribbean. Looks like it's going to stay to the south of us and move on into Texas over the weekend.
Okay, and Isaac, you said, is reorganizing, right, or is disorganized?
Actually, it's weakening. There's some pretty good, strong winds in the upper atmosphere over the Caribbean. So when it gets into the Caribbean, it looks like it's going to run into some problems and weaken. Helene? Strong storm way out in the Atlantic, but looks like it's going to stay out there.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Tropical weather expert and staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in with us with the latest on Florence and our forecast for the weekend. Hey, drier air, we'll take that.
Oh, yeah, always.
I'll take a little north wind, but I hate it for the folks in the Carolinas. 740, time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we're already seeing some delays near Mary G. Montgomery High School and Baker High School. And as you travel, and remember to back it down to 15 miles an hour in all the school zones. So far, we're accident-free. Still seeing some delays also near Cottage Hill and Knollwood, but no wrecks in the roadways. Regional Home Center Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family. With up to 2,850 square feet, come see the brand new four-bedroom, two-bath Patriot Revere double wide and pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost or a combination of both over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we discuss what you can do and can't do regarding displays of faith in the workplace with attorney Bill Wasden. More after this message from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Bill Wasden is an attorney with Burr and Foreman and gives me examples where faith displays by the employer get the whole company in trouble. Bottom line, if your displays of faith, regardless whether it's mainstream faith or not, make employees uncomfortable or they feel like they've been discriminated against due to your faith or theirs, you're putting yourself in some legal hot water. Bill sees examples of things like this every day while he's just walking around, and employers are completely unaware. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with traffic coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, we'll talk some sports with Dalton. Catch headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former Alabama Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard back in the news. He's requesting an appellate court to reverse its decision upholding his 2016 ethics conviction. The rehearing request was filed Monday with the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. The law states a person must seek a rehearing before appealing upward to the Alabama Supreme Court. The Court of Criminal Appeals court last month, they affirmed 11 of the 12 counts against Hubbard. Court ruled that there was sufficient evidence to convict Hubbard on the counts, including that he improperly asked lobbyists and company executives for work and investments in his printing business. But judges involved in this matter also found fault in what they described as ambiguities in the law and urged them to make clarifications. At this time, Hubbard is free on bond as he appeals his conviction. A day of skydiving fun turns deadly and claims the life of an Auburn University student. According to the Tuskegee Police Chief, 21-year-old Sawyer Stephen Campbell died on Sunday during the afternoon jump at the Tuskegee Municipal Airport. Campbell had problems opening his parachute on the second jump of the day. The Federal Aviation Administration has been notified, and this accident is being treated as a death investigation. According to WSFA-TV, Campbell was a junior at Auburn University. He graduated from Huntsville High School, and he was an avid scuba diver and skydiver. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
From the Pigeon Suns Towing Recovery, traffic share. We've got slow traffic and left lanes blocked off I-10 eastbound between Range Line and 65, and traffic's backed up all the way to Range Line because of an accident with injuries. I've still got that tree limited roadway at Spring Hill Avenue, Mobile Street, with no problems over towards the Eastern Shore. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Airport and Shillington Road in Mobile has the latest innovative products like radio control boats or Pro Boat, easy to fly aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone, and ground pounding cars from Losi. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Publix Supermarkets. Get dinner on the table with online easy ordering, Publix delivery, powered by Instacart, and more ways to make your life every day easy. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man accused of one of the most gruesome mass murders in Mobile County history has pleaded guilty to the crimes, but will still face a trial. Derek Dierman admitted to killing 5 people, including a pregnant woman in Citronelle 2 years ago, but because he faces the possibility death penalty, Alabama law requires a trial. Jury selection got underway in the case yesterday. Prosecutors say Dierman attacked his victims with an axe and a rifle while they were sleeping. An Orange Beach man is facing jail time for a boat ride in a boat that didn't belong to him. 29-year-old William Shelton has been charged with theft of property and boating under the influence. Orange Beach police say he stole a $350,000 boat and was headed to Tampa. The boat's captain saw the boat leaving Orange Beach Marina Sunday and called police, who found Shelton at the helm. Deputies in Northwest Florida are still searching for a suspect connected to a deadly shooting over the weekend. Escambia County deputies say 24-year-old Kadarius Davis was shot at a home off Miller Street in Pensacola. Davis was found lying in the street. He later died at a hospital. Investigators say there's evidence that Davis and the suspect were shooting at each other. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingens Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we
do.
We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. A doubleheader for the first week of Monday Night Football last night. To start, the New York Jets dominated the Detroit Lions 48-17. Jets' first-round rookie quarterback Sam Darnold started the game in just about the worst way possible.
Across the field, and it's intercepted! And it's going to be a pick six for Quandre Diggs on the very first play of Sam Darnold's debut.
Fortunately for Darnold and the New York Jets, his night would rebound from there, but that was the best play for Detroit all night. Darnold would finish with 198 yards passing and two touchdowns in the win. In the nightcap from the West Coast, the Los Angeles Rams pulled away in the second half to beat the Oakland Raiders and new head coach John Gruden 33-13. Oakland outgained the Rams, but three interceptions from Derek Carr doomed the Raiders, including one that was returned for a touchdown by Marcus Peters.
Picked off! Marcus Peters strutting his stuff and backsplashing in. Pick six Rams.
With John Gruden and Detroit's Matt Patricia losing on Monday, new coaches went winless with seven losses in week one of the NFL. In golf, Keegan Bradley won the BMW Championship on Monday after rainy conditions Sunday forced a postponement. Bradley and Justin Rose both finished the 72-hole tournament at 20 under par, but Bradley would win the playoff in one hole thanks to a missed putt from Rose. Bradley finished Monday with eight birdies and two bogeys, and although Justin Rose did not win the playoff, he did enough to supplant Dustin Johnson as the number one ranked golfer in the world. NASCAR also held their event on Monday when Sunday rain forced the delay of the Brickyard 400 from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski only led nine laps, but he won his second Cup Series race in back-to-back weeks. Eric Jones finished second. Denny Hamlin finished third, and that's now a wrap on the 2018 NASCAR regular season. 16 finalists will compete when the Monster Energy Cup Series playoffs begin this coming Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And in the major leagues on Monday, the Atlanta Braves beat San Francisco 4-1. Braves now lead the National League East Division by five games. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Cubs now lead Milwaukee by one game in the NL Central. 752, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for scattered thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. By the way, they're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You got junk you need gone, commercial, residential property. You got a storage unit you need cleaned out. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew. Question this morning, with today being 17 years since 9/11, some Americans are asking if September 11th should become a federal holiday. You think it should? Let us know what you think when you vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. As we inch closer and closer to the upcoming general election in November, perhaps you have questions for candidates who are vying for your votes. Tonight is your night to ask, as USA hosts a candidate forum from 6 to 8 p.m. Republican and Democratic candidates in the Senate, Judicial, and House district races are all scheduled to appear tonight in the Student Center Terrace. The format is a town hall meeting style format, and the audience is encouraged to ask questions. All are welcome tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. The location is 350 Campus Drive. And as Hollywood mourns the loss of one of our favorites, Burt Reynolds, movie theater giant AMC Theaters is giving the entire state of Alabama yet another opportunity to see the acting legend on the big screen. Burt Reynolds, Smokey and the Bandit. Those names go hand in hand, right? Well, Smokey and the Bandit will be played on 240 theaters across the state from September the 12th until September the 20th. That's according to Variety. Tickets reportedly will be $5 or less depending on the location. So I did some searching, and the closest theaters to us include the AMC Festival Plaza 16 in Orange Beach and the AMC Classic Wharf 15. Dates and times may vary by theater. Smokey and the Bandit is also currently streaming on Amazon Prime. Reynolds died last week at the age of 82. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Heading for high in the 80s today. Thunderstorms in the mix once again. And sitting at 75 right now at our studios. Dr. Bill says this weekend, drier air, maybe not cooler air, but drier air moving in. Of course, that's going to be in the wake of Hurricane Florence. It will be going into the Carolina coast and then moving to the north, and that will drag the dry air in on the backside. Also mentioned today, 17 years since the tragic day of 9/11. Interesting follow on Twitter. I don't know if you follow them, follow him or not. Ari Fleischer. Remember Ari Fleischer from the Bush administration?
Yeah.
Okay. He was the White House press secretary, and he does this each year. He goes through and tweets as it was on the timeline of that day. And what they were doing, he, the president, the rest of the staff, he kind of goes through and he does this on the exact timeline from that day. So you kind of see what's going on. It starts off with, you know, the American Airlines Flight 11 taking off, and then goes through, you know, the UA Airline Flight 175 taking off, 93 taking off, where he was, where the president was, and as it all went down, you watch it being told in a chronological order. So it's at Ari Fleischer on Twitter, a great follow, and something to watch on this somber Memorial Day. 757 FM Talk 106.5, Quinn Hilliard joins us coming up next.